This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Take care of your land and animals, and they will take care of you. Farmers and ranchers live by these words and take their role as caretakers seriously. That's why it pains the whole community to hear of any kind of mistreatment within the farm gate. Yet, as a quick scan of the latest headlines reminds us every day, we live in a world where bad things can happen. We must be on our guard to protect all those under our care, and if the unthinkable happens, we must act quickly to make it right. The abuse at Fair Oaks Farms was heartbreaking, both to farmers inside and outside the company. But Fair Oaks' response is a prime example of just how to respond when a crisis comes knocking at your door. We would all do well to sit up and take notice, whether as a farmer or rancher working to improve animal care and safeguards, or as a consumer trying to make the right choices at the grocery store. As an agriculturalist, I cannot understand how any undercover activist would stand by and watch abuse without immediately stepping in and reporting it. In fact, it's their duty, just as it is any farmer's or farm employee's duty, to report abuse or mistreatment immediately so it can be stopped right away. That kind of behavior makes our blood boil, and we don't tolerate it. Instead, the activists sat on their secret footage, no doubt hoping to make a bigger news splash later. Meanwhile, Fair Oaks had fired three of the abusive employees as soon as co-workers reported them, and long before any videos came out. Fair Oaks' response to this behavior then and now is solid proof of how seriously farmers take mistreatment of animals. But farmers have to know about the abuse in order to stop it. They are vigilant, but they can't be everywhere at once. If these activist groups were interested in animal well-being, they would find ways to work directly with farmers rather than hiding in the shadows and hoping to create a YouTube hit. Fair Oaks Farms' quick and voluntary steps to address the wrongdoing, work with local law enforcement, and make plans to prevent future abuse should make us all ag proud. I do not know a farmer or rancher who would stand for the abuse or mistreatment of his or her animals. That kind of behavior is inexcusable and damages the reputation of the whole farming community. But Fair Oaks Farms did exactly what I'd hoped we'd all would do. They faced the problem head-on and vowed to do better. Not only did they immediately fire the employees involved, but they also renewed their pledge to animal welfare and safety through a clear plan of action to increase farm surveillance and transparency. Farmers are always looking for ways to improve, whether that's by finding more efficient ways to grow crops or better practices for looking out for the animals in their care. I hope instances like this won't lead us to a point fingers, but to take a closer look at each of our own businesses. Are we doing everything we can to educate our employees on proper animal care? Do we have clear practices in place to hold each other accountable? I am so grateful that 9 times out of 10, these practices are in place simply as a precaution. But as the old saying goes, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Let's all resolve to take every ounce of prevention we can to ensure the safety of our farms, families, and animals, and to guard the trust of consumers and our communities. A recently introduced bill would help farmers and ranchers alleviate feed shortages during planting seasons with high levels of prevent plant due to extreme moisture or drought. The Bipartisan Feed Emergency Enhancement During Disasters Act would allow USDA to issue emergency waivers allowing farmers to graze, hay, or chop a cover crop before November 1 in the event of a feed shortage due to excessive moisture, flood, or drought. AFBF President Zippy Duvall said that this year has been unprecedented for American farmers, and this pragmatic approach allows farmers flexibility in the management of their land while allowing for livestock forage to be grown. President Donald Trump recently signed an executive order regarding ag biotech that will help farmers meet the challenges of the future, according to Andrew Walmsley, AFBF Director of Congressional Relations. He says the executive order is truly looking at the regulations to update those. It also involves engaging in a dialogue not only across agencies, but with consumers, outreach, and education on the science of agricultural innovation. As June Dairy Month rolls on, farmers are sharing delicious facts about milk and dairy products on social media. For example, did you know that one day's production for a high-producing dairy cow is about 100 pounds of milk? This yields 4.8 pounds of butter or 8.7 gallons of ice cream or 10.5 pounds of cheese. Check out hashtag Dairy Month and hashtag June Dairy Month on social media to learn more. According to USDA's A Case for Rural Broadband, if access to broadband and adoption of digital agricultural technologies matched producer demand, U.S. agriculture would realize benefits amounting to nearly 18% of total U.S. market production, or $64.5 billion annually based on 2017 levels. The report, published by the American Broadband Initiative, analyzes the possible economic benefits of bringing e-connectivity to the heartland and, more importantly, what needs to be done to make it happen. From the way producers store and ship commodities to the way consumers purchase their food, the introduction and widespread usage of the household refrigerator has irrevocably changed the food supply chain system. A similar shift is upon us with the advent of digital technology and next-generation precision agriculture, resulting in ever-increasing productivity with fewer inputs, better market access, and healthier rural communities. Just as electricity allowed for refrigeration, to realize the benefits of this new digital technology, high-speed broadband service must be available everywhere. Dairy farmers can now sign up for the new Dairy Margin Coverage Program. Managed by the Agriculture Department's Farm Service Agency, the new program offers protection when the difference between the all-milk price and the average feed cost falls below a certain dollar amount selected by the farmer. The Agriculture Department was authorized in the 2018 Farm Bill to create the DMC, which replaces the Margin Protection Program for dairy. The new program provides coverage retroactive to January 1, 2019, with applicable payments following soon after enrollment. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.